Aseres HaDibris, it's widely understood that Aseres HaDibris are koil kol haTorah kula in it. It's very mestava like that. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us directly Aseres HaDibris, probably the koil kol haTorah. Different Shainim have tried to understand where different things are kolol. There's something that's attributed to Ramban, who goes through the minyan. But whatever it is, we would understand that everything is kolol over here, and the etz mitzvahs, Aseres HaDibris, they don't have any special standing in halacha, and Chazal are very makpid that we shouldn't attribute a special standing in halacha, but everybody would understand that these mitzvahs listed here are supposed to be the shrusha mitzvahs in that way. So let's say the Gimel Chamuris all appear over here. You have Leisirtzach, you have Leisinaf, you have Avodah Zarah, the first two, Anoichi and Leisasa, that's Avodah Zarah. And so therefore, that we understand, certainly with Taifas, these Shrashim over here. The Zohar Kodesh says a very fascinating point. The Zohar Kodesh explains over here on the Parsha, if you go with the Tam Ha'elyon, which is the Tami Amikra used to lane it, there is a psik. There's a Tam Ha'mafsik, is the right way of saying it. In other words, Lo Sirtzach, the way we have it, is a Mercha Tipcha. The way it's in the Tam Ha'elyon is Loi Hazet Tipcha Tirtzach. Loi Tipcha Tinof. So, loy tipcha tignoif. It's a construction of the pasuk that way. Each one's a separate piece. But al kopanim, the Zohar Kodesh says that all of these are bedafka, because if it would say loy sirtzach in absolute, if it would say it with a mercha, if that would be the way to lane it, the way we have it, then that there would not be a heta to kill with Mises Bezen. If it would say loisinov the way we have it, there wouldn't be a heta to be even to be with your wife l'shas mitzvah and l'simcha as a mitzvah's oina periviv and so on. So therefore, it has it like that. Loisignov, he says something very interesting. To pick up chidusha Torah from others would also be wrong. So therefore, the Torah makes a tama mafsik, and it tells us that, generally speaking, you're not allowed to, but sometimes it's tirtzach, sometimes it's tinof, sometimes it's tignoif. Now he asks, what about loisachmoid eishes reecha? The loisachmoid, the way it says it, that does not have a tama mafsik. So why are we allowed to have chemdos chimur in Torah? So the Zohar Kodesh darshens a klal or prato klal, that all these are protim, eishes, reecha, avdei, amosai, not the klal, and b'meil the klal, one can have a sachmoid. That's what he says, okay? The only one he says that there's no heta is leisanev reecha etshoke. That's the only one that does not have a tipcha, and that's the only one that's asa. So, I'll be darker. In other words, there are many ways to understand it. This list, the thing about why Torah is darshan differently, also is a nice, it's a topic, now we won't talk about it, but it's also interesting that's different. But this is something that is extraordinary. So Tirzach and Tinof, there is a heta. There's no heta. It even goes further than that. What about Avodah Zarah? So In the Leisascha Pesachol Tmuna Shabashamayim Imal Shas Mitochas. So everyone talks about, many Rishonim talk about the Kruvim, what the heter is. So I mean, obviously the Shaila is not a halachic Shaila. It says to make Kruvim, but they try to understand it in the context of Leisascha Pesel. They try to say that's it's not made for Ishtachavot, it's not made for Leisavdim. But the Rebbeinu Bechaya says, Loisascha Pesel Tmuna, he asks, what about the Kruvim? So he says, "Hapesha osa pesha hite." That's what Amir Machai says. In other words, it's very similar to the description of the Zohar HaKadosh in Leisitzach and Leisinov. So we have over here Gimel Chamuris listed in Asayas HaDibris. We have Avodah Zarah, we have Ritzicha, we have Arayas. In all three of them, there is, quote-unquote, a heta. And Leisane Recha et Shaka is the one that doesn't have this heta. It's the way in which it's constructed, the way in which the halacha is constructed. So of course, it's not a halachic kasha, but mitzad the inyan. The obvious understanding of the Zohar and so on is that it's not Ritzicha itself, but Ritzicha has its gedorim of where it's mutter, where it's also. Everyone understands it's not a tchuya of sorts. He doesn't mean to say, the Zohar doesn't mean to say it overrides. It means to say it has a gedor. It's not absolute. The hanoah of arayis is not absolutely asa. The even tsuris are not something to be absolutely asa. It has to have a sharper definition. The only one that's different is leisan ve'achet shaka. V'leidavahu. I'd like to be mizbein a little bit on the etzem leisan ve'achet shaka. What's it doing in Aseres HaDibris? So the big averis, the big shoshe averis, are all here. Avodah Zarah, Shavua Shav, which is a gedder of being pagei and Shem Hashem, and Shabbos is Zmei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those are all that. Kavros Avichos Imecha, Ritzicha, Niyuf. Losignov is not even Gneva of Chveitzim, it's Gnevas Nefashis. It's so... I would assume that Gneva and Gzela is here under Leisachmoid. Leisachmoid, that's the sheirish of all moministic Isurim. It all starts with a chimud of something that shouldn't be yours, and the rest is just carrying it out. So that's an assumption. Leisachmoid, Echad Shoka, what are we talking about? If you're being made on somebody that is chayiv misa when he's not chayiv, and it's because of that that you have been given, you basically cause someone to be killed, it's a form of a grum of Ritzicha. If you made, the more usual one, if you made on somebody who owes money, doesn't owe money, so it's a grum on Gzeila and Gneva, so lo yehei grumma worse than the Gzeila itself. The Gzela itself is not necessity. For whatever reason, it's good enough, it should sit and be subsumed under Leisachmoid. So Leisane would be something that if you cause somebody to lose money through Leisane v'reachei tshaka, that should be listed. It's a pella. It's merab sinigra. It's the opposite. You're going to talk about subverting justice. It doesn't even say anything about a system, about the dinim, about the mishpat. It's in the sense that it's a subverting mishpat and so on. It's a sif of a sif of a sif. So where over here do we have any type of tfisa that is something that is sheirishtik in loisane that's not in loisachmoid and not in any in Leisirtzach, if it was Negev, if it's Malkus, it's Leisirtzach. So what are we talking about? Where does Leisane sit over there? It says many, many places, Aseres HaDibris are Keneged Asar Mamorim. There is a Medrash that lists it. It's one of the small Medrashim. It's called a psikta on Shavuos, I think it is. It's in the Sefer Batei Midrashim, and it's an oisef of small midrashim. But it's listed there, and then other sfarim bring it from there, list it there, and they say it on their own. They work out the Aseres HaDibris Keneged Asar Mamorim. And the Sfasemis is the one who points it out, and he's the one who says that the mimer of Leisan Rechaid Shaka is Kineged Nasa Odom Bitzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. There's a shaila Asor Mamoris, exactly how to learn Asor Mamoris. They usually take out Pru Avu, because that's a... They bring all the Vayemes. Vayema Pru Avu is a tzivui, not a maima. So this is keneged that. And Loi Sachmoid is keneged Loi Toiva Yisorim Levadei. So Loi Sachmoid is keneged Loi Toiva Yisorim Levadei. Makes a lot of sense. That's definitely a chimud and so on. But the Leisan of Recha Et Shoka is keneged the dibur of Nas Adam Salmeinu Kudmuseinu. It's something that needs some achshav in it. What exactly does it mean? It's keneged that maima. So let's be mispain a little bit. Let's be misamik in the inya a little bit and understand it. Our tfisa of what Nasa Odom Kitzalmeinu Kudmuseinu is wrong, because we put the doggish in the wrong part of the sentence. We envision it like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked around the world and he said, Nasa Odom. Now the shaila is, Odom is going to be master of the world. Odom is going to be the one who's running everything, and the chulu v'chulu. How should Adam look? You know what? We'll give him the full treatment. Ketzalmeinu kidmuseinu. We'll give him everything. Let's make Adam as nice as we can. That's how we pashtus look at that pasuk. The bria that we're making is Adam. Ketzalmeinu kidmuseinu is a description of what surah will give Adam. How we're going to give it? I think that the oimek of this chazal is the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the bria kitzalmeinu kidmuseinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the whole bria is a reflection kaviyachol of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the nekuda of that reflection, the tzalmeinu d'museinu in that bria is Adam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Elyonim Tachtoinim. He created Tachtoinim should be Dugmas Elyonim. And Adam is the tzalmeinu d'museinu of it. Can I get that? In other words, if we're to ask ourselves, what is Adam? Adam is the chelik of the bria that is made on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That same chazal, that same medrash that speaks about the Amaris Keneged Zeh, also says about the schar, you know, for each maimer that we keep, for each dibur that we keep, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the following schar. And it brings a nice pasuk telling us what will happen. Keneged, the maimer of Nasa Odom, which is Keneged Lisan Vechet Shoka, it says, and if you mekayim it, Atem Edai, you're going to be my Edis. So Atem Edai is the Tafkir of Klais on the Bria. I want to talk a little bit about this, the Inyan of Atem Edai, which is the Adnias, the opposite Lisan Vechet Shoka, is Hagodas Edus, Hagodas Edus Amitis, obviously. And this is what it's about. It says there, the word yokum can mean to be established. It could also mean to remain established, to continue to exist, to become something that's permanent. So whenever you have a maisa, the Maral says, Kain this, whenever a person does a maisa comes and goes by definition. A maisa lasts a certain period of time and it's gone. So if Bezdin sees a maisa, if Bezdin sees somebody killing somebody, killing is the exception, but if Bezdin sees somebody stealing from somebody, Besn Paskins up there should shade Schmier de la Maria. Obviously Ria is the strongest form of Besn. For Tzich, it's different because there's a Veitzilu. But Akoponim, over here we have the person stealing. Lemaisa, if let's say he stole, so Besn needs to see the Maisa again. And there we have a klal of Alpishnayim Edim Yokum Dover. The thing, when two Edim testify in Besdin, it becomes a metzias b'fnehem. That's its metzias. B'meila, apishtayim edim yokum dava, is that it's a, it becomes the metzias choyteches, it becomes the the maisa remains in existence. And that's why you have l'shaynes like choytchen masadin apishtayim. It becomes something. It's not. It doesn't fall under the category of. It does not fall under the category of a preponderance of evidence, a likelihood. The Torah considers it a metzias. To edim, and it this lemaisa is very much at the heart of the koyach hadibur of Adam. The Koyach HaDibur means I can recreate a Metzias in the world of Dibur. One person is never enough. One person doesn't have this Koyach of Yokum. Only the Bein HaShalom, only the Dvar Hashem is Yokum. That's the only thing in the world. The only Dibur that's Kima, that is Goizo Mekayim, is the Bein HaShalom. To Edim, Machmas, it's only a reflection. So two Edim give us the same inyan. Maral speaks about why two, but Al-Kaponim, that is the Metzias that's in the world. So when we say that Atam Edai, Klal Yisrael is, Klal Yisrael and Adam, Mitzad Metzias Suras Adam, he is the kiyum of Dvar Hashem. So, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, 7 days, so we have that world that came existence then. That is a maisa that happened once. We know that Bria is totally in him constantly, but in Tachtoinim, that's not visible. As far as we look around with our best instruments, nature is kayim and kayim and kayim. And we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees his kaviyochel to exist in that Bria. Adam is in the Bria, and Tzuras Adam is kayim, is mekim, the Dvar Hashem. So when Adam keeps Shabbos every week, when Adam is constantly Oisek and Dvar Hashem, that's a p'chin of Atam Edai, that they remain, they're the kiyum of the Dvar Hashem l'netzach in the Bria. That's the kiyum of the Bria, of Hashem, Hashem's Metzias Kaviyachol in the Bria. So that means like this, that Adam's tachlis in the Bria is to be the reflection of the Amitis HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, and to serve what Edus are in Besdin, that is what we are to the Bria and the world. It's very interesting. The Rikanti was a Mekubal who wrote a Pirush and Chumash, amongst others for him, and he writes. He quotes a Chazal. I haven't found the Chazal, so I'm not sure what is the Chazal and what are his words. But he says that Re'echa is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Gemara says Re'echa Re'avicha, that you know Re'echa is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'after Re'echa Kamocha, like the Gemara that's going on in the Rebbein Shalom. So Re'echa is in Rebbein Shalom. L'asan Echad Shaka means you should not be made in me. And Ribbono Shel Olam and Eid HaShekah. In other words, every time Tzuras Adam undergoes a shinui from what it should be, that person is made an Eid Sheker. If you take a look, Chazal, when they speak about Yaakov Avinu, so Yaakov Avinu will point out three things. Yaakov Avinu, it says, Shufra of Yaakov was the Shufra of Adam. It was the Tzura of Yaakov was like the Tzura of Adam Rishon, meaning that the Tzalmenu Kidmusenu of post-Adam is reflected in Yaakov more than anyone else. The Mida of Yaakov is Emes, didn't Emes the Yaakov. Meaning that the core Mida that Shayach to that Dmus of Tzalmenu Kidmusenu is Emes. Chazal described that, it says by the Sulam, that the Malachim are Oilim v'Yardim, Oilim and the Mistaklim on the Diukna of Yaakov Avinu that's Chokuk Tachs Kisa Kovid, Yardim Mistaklim on Yaakov Avinu that's Chokuk Mata, and they're the same. In other words, they see no difference between the Yaakov Lamala and the Yaakov Lamata. That is the Midah of Emes, and that is the Midah of and that's the Midah of that's the Talmud Kuseinu. If we think about it a minute and ask ourselves, when we talk about a person's emes, so what does that mean? So if the person doesn't lie in business, doesn't cheat, doesn't lie, it's hard to say that it's better than the alternative, but be'etzem it's a chisarin. If a person lies, he's cheating, he's stealing, whatever it is. So lying is a problem. Telling the truth is an absence of lying, but is emes in itself? It's like saying a person is a wonderful person, he's not a noyif. That's hard to say. That I mean, it's a mila machmas that Ruben on nichshal, Miutas nichshal, whatever. But it's certainly hard to say that calling that mida of emes. Does it mean that the person doesn't tell tall tales about himself, self-aggrandizement? That's not true. So it is a mida miguna in a person that a person tells things about himself, tall tales about himself that are not true. But it's also hard to It's not a central midah. So when we talk about the midah of emes by Yaakov, what are we talking about? The answer is, and when people say he's true to himself, it sounds good. What does it mean? True to himself means every person has a tzur ruchnis. This is my tselem, the way it is lamala. And if it is true to form, then it is emes. In other words, this is exactly who I am. Who I am is what my tzur ruchnis is. So I have to remove whatever dirt my tzur chomrius is deposited on it. And then the closer the reflection is to what it is be'etzem, that's called the midas emes. So Rav Hutna is a maimon, one of Sukkos Mamorim. He speaks about the different midas of the Avis. He speaks about Yaakov. I don't know if he uses the term or not, but he's certainly referring to the term of Zer Anpin, which means a miniature. So he says all the Avis had great midas, which shares with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas, whether it's Chesed, whether it's Yira, and so on. The midah of Yaakov was to be like Rabbi Shalom, period. He gave a mashal, a person can paint a painting, and we can describe it as a very, very nice painting. It can remind you of certain things, but when you want to do a portrait or a picture of somebody, the niceness of it is how true it is to origin, how true it is to what it's modeling. So he said, Avram's mida, Yaakov's mida was to be doimeloi. That was his mida, was the mida doimeloi. We're explaining that that is the mida of emes, because emes requires a baseline. I am emes to something. And the to something is the tsura of Yaakov lamala, the tsura of Yaakov lamata. It's interesting that you find this halacha somewhere reflected in halacha in a place that you wouldn't expect it. Lamashal, it says in Gemara Ksubis. Gemara Ksubis later has a mandiyamer, a mea, that a person is mechuyev to kill himself rather than to be made edesheka on a shtar. So it's a reason why a peshasa might not work on a shtar. That's because Remeir says a person should be moist nefesh. It's very unclear because the Gemara seems to reject it. Gemara says can't be. If they would ask us, we would tell them to sign check and so on. How could you tell them that they shouldn't? So it's not clear what it remains if the havamina is completely nitche or whatever. But al kaponim, it certainly means that there's a tzad to say. Validavu, it's strange. No one holds that gzeila is yarei val yaver. So how could edus sheka be worse than that? The teretz is there's something about edus sheka that stands much worse than the etzem the mamre shaboy. The koyach of edus nagodes edus is the etzem koyach adam. Atem Eidai, Klal Yisrael is one of its tzura is their Eidai, and therefore it's something which mitzad the Eidus, at least in a Havamina, at least mitzad the Havana Shabbai, it has a tzad chumra to be like Gimel Chamuris. There's another very interesting halacha, which is Marshal, I think it was said over here when they had the Yom Iyun on Hanufa, was spoken about. Ferenc Arshal that speaks about Ziyaf HaTorah and that you mechuyat v'moysa nefesh in order not to say an untruth about what the halacha is or what the Torah says. The Arshal says that doing a averus is nowhere near as chomer as saying that this is what the Torah said. So when it's said by Agrippas HaMelech, Achinu Ata, and it's not true, that was much worse than being over an aver to save your lives. So we, Rabbi Moshe writes, well, pass like that, fine. But the Mashal stands as a shita that's v'seaches to, whether it's halacha l'maisa, but it certainly put down something. In other words, the Mashal is making a statement that not keeping the Torah because of an oynes is nowhere near as chomer as distorting what the Torah says. So it's also another example where a haggadah's edus about the Torah being made what the Torah says is more chomer possibly than the etzma aver itself. So if a person says that you're allowed to eat chaza, so if he eats chaza, he gets malchus. According to Mashal, if he says no, chaz is mutter, then he should be moisa nefesh. If someone holds a gun to his head and says I want you to read into the Torah differently, then a person is a nefesh. Al davahu. The answer is because the etzem tafkid adam lies in that. Al kaponim. So let's go back and let's see the whole picture. The Ribbono Shel Olam made the world. And the Brias Ha'olam is an event that took place. And the Metzias of the world is a makom where there is a reflection of the Ribbono Shel Olam in that world. There's a Demus and Tzelem. Since Adam is the Mechus of the world, Adam is the Demus and Tzelem of that Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's not the pshat Adam was put into this world and Demus and Tzelem was given to him. Demus and Tzelem was put in this world and Adam is the one to carry it out. The maisim that happened on Bereishis are one-time maisim. Their ongoing existence is behesta, and until Klal Yisrael doesn't come and is made on it, then this, as far as we're concerned, we don't see that dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ongoing. And that's why it says Yom HaShishi, that the whole world was waiting for that day. If Klal Yisrael would not be Mekabel HaTorah, the world would disintegrate, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Kayyum Kaviyach in the world, then the world is not Kayyum. The world's Kiyum was waiting for the Kiyum of the Dvar Hashem. And the Kiyum of Dvar Hashem is what gives the world existence. So if the Dvar Hashem is Kayyum Benigla, the world is Kayyum Benigla. So all of Bereishis was waiting for Yom HaShishi for Kiyum. So if we're to ask ourselves sum total, klap Ribbono Shel'Olam, what is Torah? The answer is, Torah is the ongoing Haggadah Eidus of the Ribbono Shel'Olam's Bria of the world, and that is the world's Kiyum because of that reason. And therefore, if we're to ask ourselves of all the Inyonim in the Aseres HaDibros, what's the core? Mitzad its toichen. In other words, whenever you make a pyramid, you have a hierarchy of what's the nekuda, and what's a hechetimtza for the nekuda, and what's a hechetimtza for the hechetimtza, and what's a mistaya from the hechetimtza to the hechetimtza, and so on. So the Zohar HaKadosh's point is, it's not that the koyach of niyuf or chimud or Ritzicha itself is the core. It's because if the fact that there is a time when it's going to take a person's life, so human life is not the nekuda. The fact that the koyach ha-taiva has a makom, that means that the koyach of safganus of non-taiva is not it. It's a chetimtza for it. Niyuf is b'derech halasa. Ritzich is b'derech halasa. Loisan ebrechet shaka. And even kaviyocha loisasincha has its sarheta, however we understand it. But loisan ebrechet shaka in its pneumistic understanding is Torah. Torah is that the world speaks. The words that Kadosh Baruch Hu said in Briyas Olam, that is being made on with Torah, with the Etzke. Any change in that, by definition, means there's no Kiyum. So if we change the lemaisa of it, so yesh tikva, then we say it's still Kiyum. So just like a tree. If a branch is diseased, if a leaf is diseased, if a fruit is diseased, yes, it can fall off and so on. Sometimes if most of the branches are affected, most of the leaves are affected, most of this, so the tree might die. But as long as there's a strong geza, as long as there's a strong stack, then everything else goes. Loisane is something that if that's gone, then everything is gone. It gives us a different perspective on life and on the seder of a person's avoda and midas. The musig of being ziyuf haTorah that Mashal speaks about, so obviously in its grand, he's talking about extreme situations where goyim come along and the sensor requires you to change something and you have to tell them this and that, the other thing. Fine, those are very extreme circumstances. But let's talk about it in day-to-day life. We have an easier time excusing ourselves than taking guilt. If a person to say, I'm messing up because I'm lazy. I'm messing up because everyone else is doing it and I don't feel like doing it. I'm messing up because this and that reason. We'd rather say, you know, Bechlal, I don't know who said it's this, I don't say that. A person doesn't like to accept guilt because he feels it's a flaw, an essential flaw, which it is. But we do much worse when we distort things. And this is one of the reasons why Gedolei Yisrael had such a strong reaction against movements, ideologies that were pretty okay, but there was a problem. So somebody who's not a chacham, somebody that doesn't have a vana, says, okay, but 75% is better than 0%. It's a logical argument. Can't get more logical than that. Mm-hmm. Somebody else will say, they understand that A leads to B leads to C leads to D. Also true. That's a tactical reason. There's a much more fundamental point. The Klal Yisrael's Etzem Tafkid, Matan Torah itself, is Haggadah's Eidus. If a person doesn't say Eidus when he can, it's a lav. If a person says Eidus Sheker, it's like San Rechei Tshaka. It's everything is wrong. The Tafkid of Torah in its core is a certain proclamation of Emes. And if a person plays with that, then the pshat is he's being oiked the Etzem Mitzias of Torah. We're not people to be around as people, and Tzelem Elokim is a worthy goal. Tzelem Elokim is a kashua created in the world, and he allowed Adam to be the one that can take the mantle of Tzelem Elokim. He can be the one that can reflect that surah. The tachlis is a reflection of that surah, not the person's kiyum. The midah of being teifus things be'emistik, and learning how to play games with Torah is not a miler, so that the person will always do what's right, because if it's easy for him to rationalize, then he'll get out of it and so on. Those are true things, but they're not the truth. The truth is that the Etzem Metzius of Adam is that to bring the Ruchnistic world, which is totally hidden in this world. This world we say is physical. The only place the world lives is in Suras Adam. Balechayim take whatever they find for themselves. Adam can give a piece of bread to someone hungry, even when he's hungry. Balechayim, whenever they have an urge for a taiva, will do what it takes to be memal the taiva. Adam can put restraint on himself. A balechay looks around its nose for food. And Adam looks up to Shemayim to see the beyond. That is Adam. That's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu who put the stamp of Ruchis in the Bria through Tzuras Adam. And in as much as Adam is emes to himself, and the himself that he's emes to is that Selim and that Mus, in that much a person is Atem Edai. And in a sense, that's the key of the most fundamental aspect of Matan Torah. Shabbos. Mm-hmm.